Blog Talk Radio.
I believe every word he said and all his promises spoken to me. I believe that his word is true. Come on over and you will see that the Lord is good and the Lord is kind. The Lord will bring you a peace of mind. Stand on your faith.
Oh,
have something, have sin. I want you to have joy, cause can't nobody take that from you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Marketing Ministry, the radio show. I am your host, Wanda Adams, and you were just listening to I Smile by Kirk Franklin. That's from his latest project, Hello Fear, which is just doing some incredible things in the gospel music industry. I want to take this time, first and foremost, to give honor to God. I want to thank you, the Marketing Ministry listener, for tuning in. We have a phenomenal show in store for you tonight. We have an awesome, awesome man of God that is our special guest. That's gospel recording artist William Taylor. He's going to be joining us and telling us what is going on with him and telling us a little bit about his latest project. I know that he's going to bless you immensely. I just want to first encourage all of you guys to join Marketing Ministry, the network. Check us out at www.marketingministry.net. It's free. This is a place where you can market your ministry. Now, as I was just saying, we got a great man of God that is joining us today. He has phenomenal music. We're going to be giving you a little sneak peek of that. He's none other than William Taylor. William, are you there?
I'm here, Wanda. How are you?
How are you? I am great. I am so overjoyed that you are joining us today.
Thank you. So am I. I'm excited. I'm very excited for this opportunity.
Well, you should be, because I can just discern this is your season and this is your time, and I know that God is opening some great doors on your behalf.
Oh, yes. No doubt about it, Wanda. He is very, very close and dear to my heart right now, and that's what I hope and pray that this project, Blessfully Yours, is going to do for God's people.
Amen. Now, you know, I was reading over your bio and some of your press releases, and for some of our listeners who don't know, tell us a little bit about who is William Taylor.
Well, you know, that's not hard to do, Wanda. William Taylor is a young man that grew up in the south part of this country, North Carolina. Grew up in a musical family. All my brothers, actually my one brother and all my uncles and aunts, and we all do something, play the drums or piano or get behind the mic, whatever you it may have you, but it's just been a blessing to come up in this family and be associated with this kind of a gift. And I'm so happy that it was passed along to me. William Taylor is someone that is wants to be able to spread the gospel in his own way. I love to encourage people. I love to inspire. I love to lift people up. I think it's very important to, I do, as opposed to, Kane, I think I do think that it's important to be our brother's keeper. And so I think that's a large part of who William Taylor is.
Now, William, we have a signature question here on Marketing Ministry, the radio show, because that's what we do here. We market ministry, and we know that the word marketing is just another word for evangelizing. But I want you to share with our listeners, what does ministry mean to you?
Ministry to me is a way to, the ministry means to me, it's a place of comfort. It's an encouragement. It's salvation. You know what I mean? It's humility.
Yes.
It's a string. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's a place that I feel good about myself, and if there's anything that I can do to be my brother's keeper, that's going to be a large part of the ministry within William Taylor. When I look at the material that's on this Blessfully Yours project, It's the kind of material that I think will minister to a lot of people. And I don't want to get ahead of our interview, but the music...
That's okay.
It's not labeled in one genre in particular. It's something that I try to be very, very considerate of when I start thinking about age groups, traditional. It has a little traditional flair. It has a little contemporary going on. You know, you can sit down and listen to songs like Neil LaCrosse, The Glory of the Lord. They're traditional praise and worship hymns. But then when you mm-hmm. sit back and listen to Calling Your Name, I Won't Make a Move, and The Blessedly Yours, it's a thing that eases your mind and takes you to a place of calmness. And that's what I want to do. I want to be able to, if you will, to people in a calm and considerate way.
And I think your music does that so well. We're going to play a couple of your songs. I had the opportunity to listen to them, and they really blessed me. But I want to kind of take you back for a moment, because I know that you've had a lot of success, and like in the 80s and 90s, you know, you had an opportunity to do secular music, and you opened up for such artists as Janet and Temptations. Tell our listeners a little bit about your journey and how all that came, how that journey had taken you from that place into where you are now.
Yes, of course. You know, as many of us, we grew up as kids, coming up in the church and singing in the church choir. And then once we become of age, we think we know more than what we've been taught in so many instances. So we venture out into the world. And so you experiment with different genres. And in my case, as in a lot of other cases, my brothers and I formed a R&B band, and we were very, very blessed during that time and didn't really know how blessed we were, but was just enjoying the growth. You know what I'm saying? We were just enjoying the growth of it all and the maturity. I was very, very blessed to have my mother and father to be a part of that whole equation, because we were teenagers, and they saw that the interest that we had, and they saw that we needed the leadership. And so my father graciously agreed to be our manager. And so it took us on a long journey, and it started off as, you know, doing the little parties, and then it grew into doing the college campuses all up and down the East Coast, the after the game socials and so forth. And so we did that for, I don't know, a number of years. And then some of the guys, we kind of outgrew the band, and we ventured out and got involved in other things. And my brother and I, again, decided we wanted to continue with music. So we formed a little smaller group called Taylor 2. And that's when we met a gentleman that Cass Cone, I'll never forget. We met him at an amphitheater, and he decided he wanted to manage Taylor 2. And so, you know, everybody felt really good about that. He was the administrator over the theater, and had a lot of to do with the bookings and so forth. So we had the opportunity to work with him, and he brought us into the theater atmosphere. And so that's how we were able to start opening for such acts as Janet Jackson and whoever the theater was bringing in. We had the kind of group that could kind of fit into whatever was going on. So if the Janet Jackson headliner that day, we had the type of music that we could entertain with that would fit that genre. If the Temptations was coming over, we could go back and do some old Motown stuff, you know. So that's the kind of thing we took on that. You know, it was just a time of a lot of enjoyment, a lot of growth, and I learned a whole lot, but it takes me up to 1998, when I found you.
All real. Right. You weren't playing with it, William?
Beg your pardon?
I said you weren't playing with it, because you said you found him for real. So you were serious about that thing.
I was serious about it. And I say that because I remember as a child being baptized. And didn't have a clue of what was going on. I just knew that they took us down to the pond and we got dipped. And but, you know, growing up, I learned more and more about it, but didn't really accept Jesus Christ into my heart until, like I said, 1998. That's when I knew that he would be my father for real. And
I like that.
And I thank you. I don't put myself out there to try to save the world, as it were, but I do want to be a major part of trying to help the world heal. And so I consider myself a servant, and that's and a witness. Let's not forget that. I'm definitely a witness and a servant to this whole thing.
You know, and that is so important. And I like your candor while you're sharing your testimony, because, see, somebody needs to hear that. A lot of times, you know, there's a whole lot of people that go to church every Sunday but don't have a relationship with God. You know, we play church, but we're not the church. And so it's okay for people to realize, you know, maybe I missed it. You know, I have the similar testimony as you do. You know, I got baptized when I was 12 years old, and I had not a clue. Not a clue. Didn't mean nothing. All it was they dip me deep, whatever that meant. But there was no fruit. So, you know, I like you sharing that part of your testimony, because, again, it will reach somebody. And a lot of times, you know, as Christians, we always want to get the impression that we're all together, that, you know, we got it going on. We don't want people to know that there may be some challenges that we're going through, or we may miss it from time to time. So when you just said that in that one sentence, you know, I accepted Jesus for real, you don't know what that will do to the heart of somebody that's listening.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, there again, going back to the travels, and we had lots of travels up and down the road, and God was just embracing all of us at that time, and we really didn't have a focus on him. We just had a focus on what we were trying to do. And but he was there all the time, just protecting us and looking over us and just treating us like gold. Because he was molding and shaping us what we are right now. And so I thank God for that, for real. That's why I say, you know, it's at that time I didn't have a clue, but now I know what was going on, and I'm so appreciative of it.
Oh, absolutely. That goes back to that old saying that, you know, he loved us when we didn't even love ourselves.
That's exactly it. That's
so
right.
You know, that's a good thing. Now, I want to switch gears a little bit, William. I know that you have your new project coming out. And one of the songs that I was listening to today of yours is called Calling Your Name. I really kind of like that. You know, it has that kind of R&B feel to it. How would you describe your genre of music? Because, you know, you're not doing traditional gospel. You know, it's kind of like that God has given you a new thing. You got a new twist on it. So share with our listeners a little bit about your genre of music and how you made that, you know, that mesh all together.
Well, yeah, that's, you know, and it has a lot to do with the way I came up in the music field. The R&B flavor that you might hear on this contemporary gospel track is probably some of the influence that, you know, that I developed along the way. But I've also had the opportunity to work with some great people, some great talented producers. And this particular song, Calling Your Name, was written by Jimmy Brown, a great producer around locally. And he wrote that song. And he came, he called me, he said, you know what, I got a song, this is for you. This is you. You know, you're the one that can do it. And so him and I sat down. I said, well, let me hear it. So we sat down, and he let me hear the song. One, I went in the studio. One, you heard the phrase, one take. went to the studio, this song, sung it one time through, and he said, "Man, I cannot believe what just happened. You did it. You got it." And he just went and did a little tweaking, and that's what you hear right now. And but you know, the Calling Your Name flavor, he felt it in me. He felt that.
Mm-hmm.
Wrote that song around his vibe that I gave him, and the vibe that I gave him from it. So, yeah, the Calling Your Name song is so timely, too. You know, I've had that song in my possession for probably 3 years now. But the message is so pertinent right now. I mean, it's time to get down on our knees. It's time to call on Jesus. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
time to get back to what we were brought up to do as Christians. And, you know, we get lost along the way and we forget. You know, all he wants us to do is come to him, you know?
Absolutely.
Bow down at my feet. Call my name. Get in your private place. Wherever you got to go and do it, just recognize who I am, and I will be your Lord and Savior. It's so easy.
It is. And on that note, listeners, we're going to allow you to listen to Calling Your Name by William Taylor. I want you to tweet, text, call somebody, let them know you're listening to Marketing Ministry, the radio show, with our very special guest, William Taylor. So I want you to sit back and enjoy Calling Your Name.
And turn in my bed all night. I'm thinking about some trouble going on. Seems like everybody won't be fine. I pray that things will all be better now. A little peace is what we need today. I think it's time to get down on my knees.
Your name.
I'm calling your name.
Visit Up Atlanta.
You want to know where the real happiness will be on April 19th? April 19th, the C-Room Live in Atlanta presents
One Church, One Voice Pre-Dove Awards at the luxurious Morrow Center
at South Lake Mall, 1180 South Lake Circle, Morrow, Georgia. Featured guest artists include Dove Award nominee Wes Morgan, from Tyler Perry Productions, Chandra Corelli, Sunday Best Runner-Up Jessica Reedy, John Waller, Dwayne Woods, Dove Award nominee Isaac Carey, and Atlanta's own Luke G. Plus, all the way from the UK, Dove Award nominee hip-hop artist Jay Ez, and from the New York Mets, Todd Delaney. Don't forget comedian Willie Brown and Woody, and many more. Join us in welcoming the Dove Awards to Atlanta, as only the C-Room can. For one night, it's One Church, One Voice, the ultimate pre-Dove Awards event. April 19th at the luxurious Morrow Center, Southlake.
Red carpet reception kicks off at 6:30.
Get your early bird tickets now. 877-800-6801. Or log on to c-roomatlanta.com.
Welcome back to Marketing Ministries Radio Show. And I'm your host, Wanda Adams. And we have gospel recording artist William Taylor hanging out with us today. We just listened to his hot single called Calling Your Name. William, I love that song.
Thank you so, so much. Thank you. I'm so glad I was able to touch your heart in some way.
I mean, I just love the mix and the feel, and I can feel that R&B influence in there, and I just think it's an amazing song, and I know that it's going to, as it reached my heart, that it's going to reach the hearts of many.
Yes, we're hoping and praying for that, and I know that it will, as long as it has the opportunity, like being here on your show. For instance, is a great platform for this song to reach the masses, you know, and it's such a, you know, one, it's a small glance of restlessness,
mm-hmm.
passion, comfort, trouble, disagreement, love, and it's all those things wrapped into one little song. And so I know that if it has an opportunity to reach the masses, it's, I feel sure that people are going to be blessed by it.
They most certainly will. Now, I want you to tell our listeners a little bit about your current project, and I know we have a second single that I want to play for our listeners, and that's entitled Heaven. But tell us a little bit about your new project and who are some of the people that collaborated with you on this new project.
Sure, sure. The, you know, the Bless Leo's project came along. Let me tell you this a little story real quick. It came along as so many things that God gives us, you know, many times I tell people, God is so magical. You know, I don't want to sound like cliche, but a lot of times when God gives us things, we don't realize we have them until it's like, it's almost like an after effect. You feel me?
I do.
Especially even to my spirit. I didn't know what it meant. I just knew that I've never heard that before. Blessed from yours. I looked in the dictionary. I didn't see the word. And I said, oh, okay, I got that. At that point, I realized God gave me something special. You know, it was something totally new. You know, blessed from yours. It's not even in Webster. I said, okay, I got to see what I got to do with this. Didn't have the song. I just knew that I liked that word. And it just kind of took off from there, and so the whole package, the whole project became Blessedly Yours, and I started compiling these songs together to incorporate into this Blessedly Yours project, and then the song came. One night I got up and I was like, the whole song just dropped into my spirit, and I got up and wrote it down, and I said, okay, there it is, you know, Blessedly Yours came to me like that. You know, it was like so smooth, and I never even saw it coming one. And so I knew that when I started to share this whole concept, I said, you know what? I don't want to label this in any way. It's going to be what it says. It's going to be Blessedly Yours. That's what it's going to be to the people. That's what it's going to be to radio. That's what it's going to be to whoever comes in contact with it. It's yours. It's not mine. God gave it to me. I'm passing it on to you. And so, you know, the songs that are in this project, I try to be very considerate of other people, and that's why it's kind of hard to pinpoint it totally, because when you look at the Near the Cross, it's like one of my favorite hymns. So I said, you know what, I definitely want to record that song on my first project. So I put the Near the Cross on there, and then God gave me the Heaven song came along. One day I walked into a good friend of mine, Cornell Cuss, great songwriter, and he was working, had this thing in his head, Heaven. And it all derived from the old Negro spiritual. I'm sure you're familiar with, everybody's talking about heaven ain't going to heaven, heaven.
Mm-hmm,
remember that?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes.
I think it was Duke Ellington, maybe. But anyway, he had that little hook going, but we wanted to make it a positive. We wanted to put a positive spin on it. So I said to him, I said, you know what? Let's make this song positive. You know, everybody's talking about heaven and going to heaven, but is that scriptural? I don't think so.
We do a lot of stuff, William, that's not scriptural.
So I said to him, let's do this. Let's say everybody's talking about heaven, but I'm going there.
All right.
You know, let's claim that. You know, everybody's talking about heaven, and everybody on earth is talking about it. But I want to tell you, I'm going to heaven. You know, I'm going to just claim it right now, because I'm going to try to live my life in a way that I will be accepted in God's eyesight, to where He won't mind accepting me into heaven. So this song, Heaven, you know, I enjoy telling people about it because it means so much more than what you hear. Because, you know, that's a testimony in itself, and that's what I'm going to go around. And I think God wanted me to claim it and then go out and proclaim it. So, and that's what I try to do with Heaven.
Well, you just set us up for that song. Listeners, we're going to play Heaven by William Taylor, our special guest today. Our phone lines are open, so if you have questions for William, you can call us at 917-932-1720. Press 1 to speak to the host. Again, that number is 917-932-1720. Press 1 with your questions for William. But I want you to sit back and enjoy Heaven.
Heaven, I'm gonna put on my crown. I'm gonna walk all over God's heaven.
Everybody, and you were just listening to Heaven by William Taylor. I love that ending. William, we have a caller on the line that has a question for you. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, caller from area code 859, state your question, your name and your question for William. Caller, are you there? Area code 859, state your name and your question. I guess they hung up, William.
Okay.
But that's okay. We're coming down to the close of our show. Tell our listeners where they can pick up your project, Blessfully Yours, which is amazing. I want to just encourage everybody listening, all those that are in the chat room and those that are in queue, to pick up William's project. Tell them where they can pick that project up and where they can keep in contact with you and follow the latest updates.
Thank you, Wanda. Yes, of course. You can pick up the Blessedly Yours project right now. You can go to cdbaby.com. It's available on cdbaby.com. It's an online CD store. Also, you can pick it up at singwilliamsing.com, which is my official website. You can also go there and get it. And I'd love for everybody to jump on Twitter and follow William Taylor. You can reach me on Facebook, MySpace. I'm out there. Okay, so if you go to singwilliamsing.com, you can find all those links to lead to other places for William Taylor.
Well, William, I want to thank you so much for hanging out with us today. I know that you have blessed somebody. And again, I just want everybody to go out and support you and to support your music because it is truly amazing. So I want you to come back and hang out with us real soon.
Thank you so much, Wanda. I'm truly blessed to have had this opportunity, and thank you so much for letting me hang out with you. And I would love to come back.
Well, you didn't say you would come back. Okay.
I'll be right here.
All right. Well, I thank you, listeners. You were just listening to the music of the anointed William Taylor. Support it. I want you to tune in to us next week as we go inside public relations with the PR specialist, Phyllis Cadell M. She's going to give you some PR tips, and she is the author of the book of Those That Are Too Cheap or Too Broke to Hire a Publicist, Do-It-Yourself Publicity. So you want to make sure that you check us out next week so that you can get some free tips. Also, you heard the commercial earlier today. It's going down in Atlanta on April the 19th at the C Room Live, One Church, One Voice at the Luxurious Morrow Center. You want to make sure you check that out. Great, great musicians there, Isaac Carey, Wes Morgan, Dwayne Woods, Todd Delaney, Keisha Rainey, Sandra Carelli. So you want to make sure you check that out. I just want to encourage you on today that, you know, God has given each and every one of us vision. Don't be afraid to cast your vision, because if God has given it to you, he will provide you with provision. And it's time for you to market your ministry today. So I just want to make sure that you're being all that you can be in Christ Jesus. So till next time, I'm Wanda Adams. We again want to thank William Taylor for being with us, and I want you to cast your vision and to market your ministry. See you next week, same time, same place.
What he said and all his promises spoken to me. I believe that his word is true. Come on over and you will see that the Lord is good and the Lord is kind. The Lord will bring you peace of mind. Stand on your feet.